It's Wednesday, December 5th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Mike Huckabee has issued a letter to President Donald Trump urging him to offer Christian mother Asiya Bibi and her family asylum in America, reports the Christian Post. Huckabee, a former Arkansas governor and Southern Baptist pastor, said in an op-ed for Fox News on Sunday that it has been 1 month since Bibi was acquitted by the Pakistani Supreme Court after spending 8 years on death row on trumped-up blasphemy charges in that Muslim-majority nation. Her release from prison sparked widespread protests in Pakistan, with Islamic hardliners demanding that she be put to death for insulting their faith, something which Bibi has denied ever doing. Huckabee wrote, quote, President Trump and his administration have been stalwart and vocal champions for religious freedom across the globe, and in Asiya Bibi's case, urgent action is needed right now. While the Netherlands, Britain, and Canada have all been mentioned as possible destinations for the family, the United States has been conspicuous by its absence in these reports, end quote. Huckabee also said, quote, The United States is without question the safest place of refuge for Asiya Bibi and her family. We have a 230-plus-year commitment to religious freedom and tolerance. That the United States is not being mentioned as her ultimate destination is a betrayal of those principles and an abdication of our responsibilities, end quote. Huckabee urged Christians to send a letter to President Donald Trump at the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20500. That's President Donald Trump, the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20500. A hospital in Ontario, Canada is being criticized for the audacity of advertising euthanasia in its urgent care waiting room, reports the Christian Institute. Pro-life activists object to the ads on TV monitors, saying they normalize deliberate killing and present euthanasia as a, quote, reasonable and even preferred method of alleviating suffering, end quote. Wesley Smith of the Discovery Institute pointed out that people in hospital waiting rooms are vulnerable to such advertisements and may be afraid, in pain, or depressed. He said, quote, The ad makes no mention of palliative care or other means to reduce or eliminate suffering without killing, end quote. Senator Bob Dole, the 95-year-old Republican presidential nominee of 1996, was helped to his feet by an aide out of his wheelchair to salute the late President George H.W. Bush in a flag-draped casket in the Capitol Rotunda as the crowd stayed completely silent. Watch the video of his stirring tribute through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. A nativity scene and a Ten Commandments display were removed from public property in Dover, Ohio, after an atheist group complained and forced the mayor into action, reports the Christian Post. Dover Mayor Richard Humrichhausen told Fox 8 that the atheist group, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, threatened a lawsuit if city officials did not comply and move the Christian displays onto private instead of public property. The Grand Haven Tribune reports that both the Nativity scene and the Ten Commandments monuments have been moved not far from where they originally stood to property owned by Grace Evangelical Lutheran Church. Law Director Douglas O'Mara has pushed back against the atheist group's assertions that the displays were improperly placed on public property, but noted that a court case would be costly for the city. Besides the two displays, the city will also have to paint over a Latin cross that is part of a choir display next to City Hall. Romans 1:16 says, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. And finally, a stranger's act of kindness helped a family get home from the hospital after their daughter's brain surgery, reports SunnySkies.com. Amanda Fessler was on a 2-hour drive home from the hospital when her car started smoking. She managed to get off the highway and have a tow truck take her family to a hotel for the night. The next morning, the car still wouldn't start, and Fessler's daughter desperately needed to get home to recover. That's when an angel in disguise stepped in and saved the day. Fessler shared her story on her Facebook page, saying, quote, "This man recognized our distress in the morning while trying to replace the car's serpentine belt. He not only offered his tools, he came in and saved the day. Not many people would have been so generous and rushed to the aid to help others. His assistance came at a real time of need. Our checkout time was growing near, and my daughter desperately needed to get home to recover from her brain surgery. Please help me show him some love by sharing this post in hopes that it finds him. He was definitely our angel that day." End quote. The angel's name was Donta Thompson, and he was alerted to the Facebook post a few days later, after it had been shared more than 4,000 times. Thompson told Delaware Online he helps people with their vehicles frequently because it's a nice thing to do, and he's a capable mechanic. Mark 12:31 says, "Love your neighbor as yourself." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, December 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.